This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And up until this year, if you were under the age of 25, or anyone you know is under the age of 25, they're earning money to go towards their super. They were paying for insurance that they probably didn't need. But what happened to all that money, and what's the case now? I'm joined this morning by Julia Newbold, editor-at-large with Money Magazine. How are you this morning, Julia?
Hi, very well, thank you, Jordan, and yourself?
I'm not too bad, thanks. So what changes have been made to super now that, that isn't going to be draining, I guess, the super contributions that under-25s are making?
Yeah, so last year the government went through this Protecting Your Superannuation Fund measures where they decided that young people under 25 and people who had less than $6,000 as a balance in their superannuation were no longer automatically put into insurance. So unless you choose to opt in, then you probably won't have insurance if you're under 25 or you have less than $6,000.
How much insurance, I guess, does get used from super contributions anyway? Like just for anyone, relevant is it to everyone in their daily lives?
So it's really relevant because most people don't hold insurance other than what's in their super fund. So around 71% of all Australians' total death benefit sums insured are held through super, and 88% of Australia's entire TPD, total and permanent disability insurance, is held in super, and 59% of the total amount of income protection. So what this means is that for some people it was easier to get insurance through their superannuation because typically you went in under a group cover, which meant that you didn't have to go and have all your health checks independently. You were as one, you know, put under. And also for a lot of people it was paid with super money, so you didn't have to find however much money it was outside super to pay for your insurance. It went from money you didn't really see, which was part of the problem when younger people were paying for it. They didn't really see what they were paying for. They didn't notice that they were paying, and yet it was draining on their balances.
Right. And so what kind of insurance then is it that 25-year-olds or under-25-year-olds aren't really needing?
Well, if you're under 25, it depends what your obligations are. But what would happen if you're under 25 and say you can't work again, or you get diagnosed with a serious illness that takes you away from work, or that you are totally permanently disabled? You know, a lot of people would expect that they'd move home with their parents, but if you don't have that, what's going to fund it? And so there's a little bit of thought needs to go into it. You probably don't need life insurance at that age unless you have obligations like a mortgage that you might have shared with a partner or your family. You know, again, it depends what your situation is.
Right. And so I guess this is just, we talk about it fairly often, keeping tabs on what your super is doing and keeping an eye on, I guess, what you're getting out of it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, have a look. You know, what is it that you think you need? Are you getting it? And perhaps, you know, when you are young, it probably is not that expensive to get it through your super. But, make sure that it is a competitive rate and it is for things that you might claim down the track. You know, read the small print. Would it cover the illnesses that you're likely to have? Are you in a risky type of job? You know, think about, what sort of protection your family might need to look after you, or, you know, to pay off debts that you've accrued that, you know, are also in other people's names.
And I guess maybe just getting an idea of what may not be covered by your super and going out of your way to fill the gaps with insurance outside of what's available through super.
Yeah, and, you know, part-time workers might be in this situation that they don't have insurance because they've got less than $6,000. But, you know, people who maybe work freelance and haven't been contributing on a regular basis, they might fall into this category as well, and they might be older and with familial obligations. So, you know, it's just best to be aware of these things and check what you have and what you might need and how you can go about getting it. When you're young, your insurance costs are lower because the risk of you, you know, doing things and getting illnesses is lower. But as you get older, it tends to increase a bit. And it differs a little bit between men and women as well as you reach different ages.
Well, and on that, so depending on your age, would your super contributions to a an insurance policy, would they have been any different to depending on your age?
Yeah, they will be different, and through whoever the insurer is.
It all just depends on who your super's picked for you.
Yeah, that's right. It depends who is picked for you. But it's just worth having a look. It's your money and it's your life. So, you know, have a look at what you've got and see if that is right for you.
No worries. Well, Julia, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jordan.
That was Julia Newbold, Editor-at-Large with Money Magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.